I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, May 9th. Six people are facing charges of dealing drugs out of a house on Dysart Street in Quincy and locations in Hull, Fall River, Jamaica Plain, and Randolph. The arrest came after a three-month investigation involving multiple law enforcement agencies. Officers seized fentanyl, crack cocaine, heroin, four guns, and over $20,000 in cash. Facing charges are Quincy residents 66-year-old Roy DeLong, 27-year-old Elizabeth Goldrick, and 39-year-old Caitlin Campbell, 44-year-old Michael Shepherd of Hull, 29-year-old Jonel Montero of Fall River, and Wilkins Torres Colon of Jamaica Plain. Montero and Shepherd were held without bail. The other suspects will return to court. And Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey said this is not the end of the investigation. Matt Bowes threw out the ceremonial first pitch at Fenway Park at yesterday's Red Sox-White Sox game. It was in honor of his father, Donnie Bowes, who was hit and killed by a car in March on Newport Avenue in Quincy. Donnie was a beloved longtime security staffer at Fenway. The 58-year-old is remembered for his friendly smile and can-do attitude. A statement from the Red Sox said at the time of his passing, Donnie's endless energy and infectious positive attitude made a significant impact on the Fenway Park experience. He will be greatly missed. That incident remains under investigation. The Quincy City Council will continue discussing a proposal to expand the Pine Hill Cemetery this evening. The Finance Committee will meet at City Hall at 6:30 to continue reviewing a plan by Mayor Thomas Koch to add about 3,500 double grave sites to the cemetery at a cost of $16.4 million. The plan also calls for a welcome center, veterans wall, and a water feature. Some councilors questioned the cost of the project at a previous meeting. Over 1,000 volunteers participated in the 33rd annual Cleaner, Greener Quincy citywide cleanup this past Saturday. Participants braved the cold, windy conditions to clean parks, playgrounds, beaches, and other public spots. Cleaning crews were treated to a cookout at Pageant Field following the cleanup. The American Red Cross holding a community blood drive today from 1 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. You can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. A brush fire burned at least 40 acres at the Blue Hills Reservation yesterday. Milton fire officials say the blaze started at about 1 p.m. and crews were still working after 6 last night. No word on any injuries. Yesterday's brush fire within the Blue Hills burned more than double the acreage of last week's fire in the Blue Hills. Milton fire officials say a fire that burned about 16 acres broke out in the Blue Hills in the afternoon of May 1st. It took crews more than 7 hours to put out that fire. No injuries were reported. The Blue Hills stretches over 7,000 acres from Quincy to Dedham and from Milton to Randolph and is managed by the states. People on the South Shore and Cape are worried that they won't be notified if the owners of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station decide to dump radioactive wastewater into Cape Cod Bay. At Plymouth Town Hall on Friday, state and local officials heard testimony from Holtec International's CEO, who's come under scrutiny for lack of transparency over how they plan to dispose of 1 million gallons of radioactive wastewater inside the former plant. The Pilgrim plant closed in 2019 after 47 years of providing electricity to the region. Part of the decommissioning of the facility involves large holding pools of radioactive wastewater. During Friday's hearing, which lasted more than 3 hours, the company's CEO said he's still considering treating the water and discharging it into the bay or trucking it to another site. Meanwhile, residents are concerned about their safety. Nothing was voted on Friday, but Senator Ed Markey made it clear that there would be no dumping of any water into the bay unless it's deemed 100% safe. Markey also wants there to be full funding in case there is a need for an emergency evacuation. The next meeting is set for today involving the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Pembroke Police Department and Pembroke High School faculty are investigating racist and anti-Semitic graffiti that was found in a Pembroke High School science classroom last Tuesday. Superintendent Aaron Obey described the graffiti as, quote, obscenely sexualized in a letter to Pembroke families. Obey said in the letter, "We will be exhausting all resources to find those responsible and hold them accountable to the full extent of the law and the student handbook." Pembroke Public Schools condemn such hateful, intolerant behaviors in the strongest terms, as they speak directly against our core values as a community. Obey said the investigation is still in its early stages and added that the counseling and support staff members are available to speak with students in the wake of that incident. Check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow down 98 points, NASDAQ dropped 173, the S&P lost 23. Shares also fell in most Asian markets. The dollar rose, the euro was down, oil over $109 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins beat the Hurricanes 5-2, tie up their series at 2 games apiece. Game 5 in Carolina tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And the Celtics take their series with the Bucks to Milwaukee. Game 4 at 7:30 tonight. Milwaukee leading that series 2-1. White Sox beat the Red Sox yesterday 3-2. Boston will be in Atlanta tomorrow evening at 7:20. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy with a high 59. For tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, low 39. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, maybe a shower, high of 67. We start our warm-up on Thursday, sunshine, highs in the upper 70s, maybe even warmer than that on Friday. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeasterly winds gusting to 30 knots. High tide just before 7 p.m. Sunrise 5:29, set 7:52. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update, Monday, May 9th.